This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Claudette, C-L-A-U-D, like David, E-T-T, like Tom, E, Fanning, F like Frank, A, N like November, I, N like November, G, like golf. Date of birth 7-6-1939. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Fanning with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, smoldering multiple myeloma, and hypercalcemia. Her last visit was June 20th of this year. Since that time, she was admitted to Midland Hospital from 11-1 to 11-4 with a pulmonary embolism, and she was started on Eliquis, which she remains on currently, 5 milligrams twice a day. She's doing better, no chest pain or excessive shortness of breath. Her biggest complaint is that she is very nauseated when she eats, and that was happening in the hospital, and they gave her Zofran, which did seem to help. And that has continued since she has been discharged, so it has not improved. She does have the nausea without vomiting or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, minimal dyspnea on exertion, and none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She is on the Eliquis now, the 5 milligram twice a day. She's getting vitamin B12 injections monthly due to very low levels, and other medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 220 pounds, and that's about a 12-pound decrease over the last 5 months. And blood pressure is 140 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 2nd, 2023, creatinine was 1.83 with estimated GFR of 27. Albumin is 3.4, calcium 9.7. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 2.8. White count 5.3. Hemoglobin is 9.5. Platelets 129,000. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, smoldering multiple myeloma, currently stable, and she's followed by a hematologist, Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N. And 3, hypertension near to goal. And recent 4 is recent pulmonary embolism, anticoagulated with Eliquis. We've asked the patient to continue to get lab studies done monthly, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.